μέγιστου, άσο παίκνε ζελένε. Μέζινη μαλέζι, σύνακ πολλά μάνι, πολλά βοδιστού δένε. Μέζινη μαλέζι, σύνακ πολλά μάνι, πολλά βοδιστού δένε. Παίρνει σαν να σπάς, φέμου ότσι πόσλα, άβε μου βοδί ποδά. Παίρνει σαν να σπάς, φέμου ότσι πόσλα, άβε μου βοδί ποδά. Ότε πιλνιε ώρα, πιλνιε το ωράβα, βοδιεν τιμονε ποδά. Ότε πιλνιε ώρα, πιλνιε το ωράβα, βοδιεν τιμονε ποδά. Moje nemi leži, ne sliče la rodina. Pole ima lepši, moje nemi leži, ne sliče la rodina. Ona zlate sila, striven višivala, vodjen ti mo podala. Ona zlate sila, striven višivala, vodjen ti mo podala.
A little polka music right there to kick off the show from our own band, the Czech Melody Masters. And with that, we say Vítam vás and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek here with you once again. Glad to be back with you. Today is Saturday, August 16th. So it's been a little while since we've been back with another show, but got a good one for you this week, I think. It's going to be a little different show. Celebration. We're going to have a good time. Unfortunately, I found out about 3 weeks ago that our original keyboard player from our very first incarnation of the Czech Melody Masters band, Greg Rickard, unfortunately passed away. Greg was only 61. In fact, he passed away 2 days before his 62nd birthday. And it just, I'm still kind of in shock. It's just way, way, way too early to leave this earth. And, unfortunately found out that Greg had been battling cancer for a few years. He had moved to Dallas, so we didn't really talk much anymore. We used to talk on Facebook, and then he kind of went dark on Facebook and hadn't posted anything for a long time. And, you know, you're so busy with everything else going on, especially if you've got, you know, 200, 300, 400 friends on Facebook, it's hard to keep up with everybody. And so you don't notice when people stop posting or anything like that. You just kind of, it leaves your mind, you know, and, yeah, it was a shock. Like I said, I was very, very sad to hear about that. Greg was a fantastic guy, but we are going to celebrate his legacy today because he was a fantastic musician. Not just a polka, I mean, this was the only polka band he ever played in. He wasn't a polka musician. He was just a musician. He loved every kind of music you can imagine. Rock, jazz, blues, barrel house, country, polka, everything. Played with his church. You know, he loved playing. I know that. Didn't matter what it was, who it was, he would get up and play with anybody. So we're going to celebrate Greg and his fantastic musicianship on this show. Like I said, we started things off with the Corn Cockle Polka. That's going all the way back to 2000. That's the very first song we ever recorded on our very first album. So we're going to continue on now and feature some more songs off that album. A lot of this stuff's probably new to a lot of you guys. You know, if you're not familiar with our early history, it's going to be quite different than if you've seen us, you know, in the past few years or whatever, heard us. It's different. It's way different. So strap in, you know. But let's get back into it. And this is, of course, the classic Ustodanki at the Spring Waltz. But this is our take on the Adolf Hofner version, which is quite different than what you're used to hearing. So I hope you enjoy it. So let's start off this set with a beautiful version, I consider, of the Ustodanki Waltz.
Yeah.
Java from an old tin can. While the moon goes riding high, I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill as the day goes slowly by. I want to feel the saddle down between my knees while riding them out on the range, to kick them in the side, make a sure step and pride out on the Texas plains.
Thank you.
Oh, the happy-go-lucky, the scarecrow, the strashilo, whatever you want to call it right there. Wrapping up that set with some great piano playing by Greg. Let's go back and check out what we heard. Like I said, these are all off our very first CD, which is now out of print. We had the Ustadanki, the At the Spring Waltz. After that, our version of the Bob Wills classic, Across the Texas Plains. And we wrapped it up with the Strashilo, the Scarecrow Polka. That used to be our opening and closing numbers back in the day. We'd always kick off the dance with Across the Texas Plains, and we'd always end it with usually a long, drawn-out, solo-filled version of the Strashilo right there. So, you know, like I said, you know, if you're not familiar with our band, we had a piano in the band. We didn't have an accordion. We didn't have an accordion for over 10 years, at least. You know, when we first started the Czech Melody Masters, and we decided we wanted to keep going, this was kind of after the Dance Hall Boys imploded, you know, we didn't know what we were going to do. You know, first we had decided we didn't want to keep going, and then we decided, you know, I don't want to quit playing, so let's try to do this. So we, you know, we auditioned a couple accordion players, and we just couldn't find anybody that could do what we wanted them to do, because we play a lot of different music than other bands. So there's a lot of stuff that we did that other people didn't know. So we needed somebody that could step in and just kind of jump in and be able to figure this out, you know. And Dave Bedrich, you know, said, hey, I know this guy in Austin. They're a lot more connected to musicians than I am. We know this guy named Greg. You know, he's a really good piano player. I'm like, I don't care what he plays. We just need somebody. You know, we're going to do this. Let's try it and see how it goes. And Greg fit right in. You know, he'd never played polka music before. And it took a little while. It was rough at the beginning, I'll tell you that. I mean, just the whole situation. Me personally going from just being a trumpet player, which is my main focus. That's still what I love to do, just play trumpet. All of a sudden, I'm the band leader and I'm the lead singer. I never sung Czech before. So, I mean, hell, that was beyond a learning curve. I mean, that was being thrown into the fire. But same with Greg. He never played this music before, so he had to learn it on the fly. But he picked it right up. You know, he did a lot better than I did in the beginning. So, and it was rough going for a while with the band, pretty much the whole time, I'll be honest with you. You know, everybody thinks you got to have an accordion in the band. That's just the way it is nowadays. But, you know, look back at the early bands, the Patex, Adolf Hoffner, all those early bands, none of them had accordions. Nobody had accordions back then. But it kind of, you know, became the thing, and it gets ingrained in people's heads, and that's what we want. We showed up somewhere, and, oh, where's your accordion at? Well, we don't have an accordion. You know, a lot of people just walk away in disgust. I'm not kidding. And didn't take to it. You know, people weren't willing to open their minds and their ears and see how a band could sound without an accordion, but with a piano. And we met a lot of resistance, but we were like, screw it. We're having fun. We're having a good time. I know we're making good music. If you don't like it, that's your problem. So, you know, that was kind of our attitude, and it kind of still is to this day. You know, we still do things differently, and, you know, we're not a bunch of Yakety Saxes, Virgil clones. It seems to be about 90% of the bands today. You know, we don't have these bashing drums and playing loud and fast. That seems to be what the majority of people want, but we don't do that. And, you know, we're not going to change. So if you don't like it, that's on you. But that was kind of our attitude, and it still is. But, you know, we were like a band of brothers going against the tide. Just, you know, putting this show together has brought about a lot of memories I'd forgotten about. But a lot of fun memories. And there's going to be a lot of talking in the show. I apologize. We're going to get back into the music now because I've yakked on enough. All right. So, moving on. The rest of the show is going to be live music. And we're going to start things off with a couple of songs we actually recorded in 2001 on KUT, which is the student-run radio station for University of Texas here in Austin. And on Sunday nights, back in the day, they used to have a show called Live Set. It was 7 o'clock every Sunday night. They brought a band into the studio and actually played live. One of the coolest things. And so we got asked to do that, and we did it, and we had a blast. We had a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun before that. I remember there was a dive bar right across the street, right across the drag, Guadalupe Street, called the Showdown, and on Sunday they had dollar pitchers of beer. And guess what? Each of us had a dollar. So we each had a pitcher of beer before we went on the radio and played. And I don't know if you can hear it in these songs, but we were flying pretty high. But we had a good time, and so we're going to feature a couple numbers recorded live at KUT from 2001. First up is a classic two-step Czech style, one called Yesterday Was Sunday.
Kdyby neverila, že se to může stát. Včera neděle byla, řekni, že mi mám rád. Poslal mi u svém letmi, tolik nesměle byl. Počkal si a že sedmi, pak mě polevil. Láska čelí své směny, všecko je jinak si. Zima studie a není, tvěra mezně tlací. Včera neděla byla, včera byl hezký čas. We'll be right back. pivo, 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 va, recorge ne cali. Gestantem pivo, 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 va, recorge ne cali.
Thank you.
The old classic No Beer Today right there. That was recorded in July of 2001 at the Swatek reunion. We used to play for our family reunion back in the day down in Bowling, Iago. If you're familiar with that, down in Wharton County. That's where my family is from. We still have our family reunions down there every year. But yeah, so that's No Beer Today from the Swatek reunion. And then like I said before that, a couple numbers we recorded live on the radio, KUT live set, the Fire Brigade Polka, holdover from the old Dancehall Boys days, and started that set off with Yesterday Was Sunday. So now we're going to continue on and feature a lot of live music, and these are going to come from two different dances primarily. The first is from, again, from 2001. Just a Friday night dance at the Taylor SPJST Hall, Lodge 29. I used to take a tape player and record a lot of our dances. That goes back to the Dance Hall Boys days. I've got tons of live recordings from when we used to play. And then we're going to do some songs from recorded in 2002 down in Dubina. We used to play the Dubina Church Picnic years after years until we lost that gig. But while we did, we had a great time. But anyway, we're going to start the set off with some numbers, like I said, recorded at the Taylor SP, and you're gonna hear a lot of country from here on out. Not too many polkas and waltzes, because the polka waltzes were fine, but the country and stuff was where Greg really, really shined. And so we're gonna feature his piano playing, his singing, you know, gonna really let him go to town and let you see what a fantastic musician he was. So first up, recorded down in right here in Taylor in 2001. Here's a little number originally done by Jimmy Heap and the Melody Masters, another band from right here in Taylor. One called I Want to Go Where You Go, and Then I'll Be Happy.
I Deep reach.
Oh, yeah, man, just a swinging hot version right there of the Bob Wills classic, You're From Texas, featuring our old drummer Joe Morris on drums and vocals. Joe now plays with Jerry Heisler and the Melody Masters. Not Jerry Heisler and Melody Masters. Man, it's early. It's still early Saturday morning. Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five, of course. So, yeah, let's go back and recap what we're listening to. Like I said, we started off with one called Then I'll Be Happy. Right after that, the Bob Wills, the Ray Price classic, My Shoes Keep Walking Back to You. Followed that up, a little Polka Time, an old Romigos classic that we just love to play, one called In the Dark. And then we wrapped that up, like I said, with a little Bob Wills, You're From Texas. And I haven't listened to these songs all the way through in a long time, but I definitely remember on this night in Taylor, I still remember it, I still picture it. For some reason, and I don't know if it shows through any songs, so you may have to go back and listen to the following ones, but Greg had something in his head that night. I don't know if he had watched The Wizard of Oz or whatever, but Somewhere Over the Rainbow was stuck in his head, and he must have inserted that song, just a little main riff, into about 10 different songs we played that night. So if you hear a solo and you hear a little bit of Over the Rainbow in there, that's why. Because Greg loved doing stuff like that, just going off and just, you know, letting his imagination run wild. So hope you're starting to get a clue of what a great musician he was and what a fun guy he was, too. We had such a blast back in those days. Like I said, it was kind of us against the world, and we all banded together, and we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. We drank a lot. We partied a lot. We had a lot of fun. So let's continue on now. Where are we at? I'm kind of looking at my list here. So another number recorded at Taylor. Then we're going to get in some stuff from down in Dabena. You'll be able to tell the sound is definitely going to change quality-wise. So first up, here's an old Johnny Bush song. Some more great singing by Joe and some great piano playing by Greg. One called Green Snakes on the Ceiling.
The bartenders say, I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. The one food to a stool, and off the stool sits this fool me. One food to a stool, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you want to tell me, I got no time for. Just order your drink, or make room for more. One fool of stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool to a stool, and on the stool sits this fool me. Go, Greg.
Thank you. spiel. Máš mě nechat spát, když se probudím. Máš mě milovat, když se probudím. Máš mě milovat, na ten dnešní den měl jsem krásný sen. Spatřil jsem tebe, krásné zahradě. Spatřil jsem tebe, krásné zahradě.
This ain't no crazy dream, I know that it's some barbecue, play a song to beat the band, just like they do in Blue Bonnet Land. I thought I heard a steel guitar cry. The boys with the fiddles played with real Texas pride, strutting with some barbecue, play a song to beat the band. And your cares and your troubles don't mean a thing. So Mr. Maestro, if you please, strike up the band for me. I'll be strutting with some Texas barbecue. Trumpets drank a case of Texas pride. Strutting with some barbecue, play a song to beat the band. And your cares and your troubles don't mean a thing. So Mr. Maestro, if you please, strike up the band for me. I'll be strutting with some Texas barbecue.
So right there, that just sums up Greg in a nutshell. An old Louis Armstrong song I had never heard of before. He was full of stuff like that. You're going to hear the rest of this show, probably songs you never heard before. And that was one of the great things that Greg really brought to our band was our, you know, we could handle the polkas and waltzes. You know, I did that, but Greg really brought and expanded our like country and, you know, swing library. I mean, he brought so many songs that I never heard that he wanted to do, and he did a fantastic version of them. And, you know, we would just sit back and just go, wow. So that was one of them right there. One called Strutting with Some Barbecue. You can hear me in the background just goofing off because I didn't play on that one. I remember I was still, like I said, we were having a good time that night. So I was sitting over on the side of the stage, sitting on a table, just goofing off. But a fantastic number there with Greg on vocals and piano. Right before that, of course, the classic Crazy Arms. Before that, we had the Dreamland Waltz. And like I said, we started things off with Green Snakes on the Ceiling. Like I said, these kind of mixed together between Taylor and Dubina. You'll be able to tell, like I said, the difference. The Dubina ones are a little, sound a little farther away, whereas the Taylor ones are right up close and personal like you're right on stage. So let's continue now. We're going to do a few numbers, again recorded, down in Dubina at the Dubina Church Picnic on July 7th, 2002. And man, it was hot as Hades that day. All the more reason to drink. So again, we had a lot of fun. Back in the days when I could do that kind of thing, I cannot do that anymore. Pretty much it's all water now with a beer mixed in once in a while. But, man, those old days, we would take beer home with us. We had so much sitting around when people would just buy us beer and bring it to the stage. I'm like, I don't know, I guess we could stick it in my horn case, something like that. But, man, we used to have a lot of fun down in Dabena. Loved playing down there. One of my favorite, back when you still played in the hall, not out on that pavilion like they have now, but back in the old beautiful wooden dance hall that they got there. So let's do some numbers recorded down in Dabena. Where are we at here? Going to look at my list again. So here we go. Do a little polka time. Back to the polkas. And the classic Stave Mami La, Arise My Darling.
Just look what if the hair on his neck would crawl. And old Hank sang about the light he saw. Old Hank sure put a whole lot of heart in the songs he wrote. Every time Daddy get a little bit tired, Mom and Dad's words could make him cry. Old Hank got left here in my country soul.
We're gonna feature our keyboardist on this one. He's gonna do a little bit of Merle for you. One called Swinging Doors.
It's a song about what every drinker needs, somebody to blame. Smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. Yeah, right. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. I just called to let you know where I'd be staying. Well, it's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. Jukebox and a bar stool. My new home has a flashy neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till sideways and stay up all night writing songs.
They say it ain't healthy, but somehow I keep keeping on. Write what I feel, and I don't care if the damn thing don't rhyme. Just give me a C chord and play it three, four times. Big old world.
So yeah, that was pretty much all Greg on this set, which is perfectly fine with me. Like I said, we started things off with the Rise My Darling. After that, another number I'd never heard that Greg knew. Like I said, he knew so much music. He led such a life. I'll try to post his obituary, but you know, he lived all over the world. He lived in Brazil. He went to high school in Brazil. I didn't even know that. You know, just roam the world. I mean, the kind of life you want to live, just going wherever you want, doing whatever you want, playing music and, listening to all different kinds. So I don't even know who did that song, but, a song called Hank and Lefty, right after that, the classic Merle Haggard, Swinging Doors. And then another one that I don't even know, you know, I haven't even taken the time to look up who did it. I know I've heard it before. One called 3/4 Time right there. So a little waltz time. But that's it. That's the show, you know. Like I said, a very different show. I'm a little low-key. I apologize. But like I said, I'm still got me pretty depressed. I mean, it's, you know, that's... You know, everybody's time is their time, but you hope it lasts longer than that. I know Greg left beautiful wife, Susie. We used to go to parties at their house. Such nice people. And two sons that I never got to meet, but he was a great guy. I mean, he really was. And so much fun to be around. You know, just, I remember one time there was a a guy from Wisconsin named Gil Voss playing in a band called Buttons and Banjo. He's from Wisconsin. And he was kind of a snowbirder. He would come down to Texas in the wintertime. And we used to talk back and forth on email. And he told me he was coming down to Texas and wanted to get together and play some polka music. So we actually got together one day, one weekend, at Greg's house in Central Austin. Me and Greg and Dave and Thomas and Gil came over. Gil was a tuba player. And we just sat around in Greg's, you know, den playing polka music for a couple of hours. For nobody, for ourselves. Just to play. And that's something I really miss. I miss just hanging out playing music. For nobody. I don't care. I just love playing. I don't care if it's just me and my friends, you know. So, a lot of good times. So, we're going to get on out of here. Next time I'll have just a normal show. But, I had to do a tribute to Greg. So, I'm going to leave you with one last tune. Another one that I don't have any clue where it came from. It was one of Greg's favorite, and this is maybe one of my favorites he ever did. He actually wrote horn parts for us. And we kind of, you know, I tried to play it kind of like a Stax swamp rock, you know, swamp pop kind of greasy kind of horn background like you hear might hear on an Otis Redding song or something like that. But this is, I think, a perfect way to end the show. So, Greg, this is for you, and let you take it over. It's one called Think It Over. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Here's some Swamp Pop, written by the great Jimmy Donnelly, recorded by Huey Moe on the Crazy Cajun record label. One, two, three.
Understand.